Well, good afternoon. I'm glad to be back here again with you after a month away.
下午好, 离开一个月后,
a few months ago, I made a point that a key to understanding the Bible was to see it as a story about God creating a people for himself. And in my last two sermons, I have started to trace this idea through the Bible.
几个月前,我曾指出,明白圣经的一个关键是认识上帝为他自己创造一个子民群体的故事。而在这之前的两次讲道中,我已经开始从圣经中追溯这个主题。And
in my first sermon, I pointed out how God had created us humans in his image, so that we could have fellowship with him. In creating us in his image, endowed us with moral reasoning, with a sense that we need to work and have purpose, with creativity, and with a need to be social. He also wanted us to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth.
与他有交通。上帝按着他的形象创造了我们人类，好使我们能够与他有交通。上帝按着他的形象创造我们，使我们具备了道德的理性、工作的责任感和目的性、创造力以及社交的需要。他也吩咐我们生养众多，遍满地面。Sadly,
Adam and Eve's disobedience created a corruption in their moral nature, which was passed on to their children. It also made God curse them and drive them away from the tree of life and ultimately subjected all of humanity to death.
悲哀的是亚当和夏娃的悖逆致使他们道德本性的堕落，这种败坏也传给了他们的后代。由于他们的罪，神咒诅了他们，并将他们赶出了伊甸园，
使他们无法再去吃生命树上的果子，最终也使全人类落在了死亡的权势之下。Now in my second sermon, I followed the result of Adam and Eve's fall through the special narratives that the scholars call the Bible's prologue. That is Genesis chapter 1 to 11. And this prologue recounts two more times that God cursed the human race. Once when he brought a great flood to destroy it, except for Noah and his family, and once when he cursed the human race for their pride and disobedience when they tried to build a tower to heaven to make a name for themselves.
在第二次的讲道中，我继续探讨了亚当和夏娃堕落带来的后果，通过被圣经学者 所称的圣经序言，就是创世纪的第一章到十一章来展开的。那么这个序言叙述了上帝两次咒诅人类的事件，一次是他降下大洪水毁灭了全地，除了挪亚和他的家人；另一次是当人类因骄傲和悖逆，试图建造塔顶通天，为要传扬自己的名的时候， 上帝又一次咒诅了他们。In
this last curse, God confounded their language, which affected their and our ability to be social. And as a result, the people of Babel spread across the earth to fill it, which is what God had wanted humans to do.
在最后一次这一次的咒诅中，上帝变乱了他们的语言。
I also commented that at this point in the story that the Bible writers are telling us, we might have a strong sense that God's project to create a people for himself had run aground and was in danger of failure.
我们可能会强烈的感觉到神要为他自己创造一群子民的计划似乎已经触礁，甚至面临失败的危险。
That brings us to what God does next. And what God does next is told to us in a small passage referred to as the call of Abraham. But in this brief passage, God also tells us what he is going to do in the rest of the Bible. And so I call this passage God's blessing agenda, because it lays out God's agenda for what he will do in the rest of the Bible, what he is doing now, and what he will do in the future.
这就把我们带到神接下来要做的事情。上帝接下来要做的事情是在被称为亚伯拉罕的呼召这一小段的经文中告诉我们的。然而就在这简短的经文里，神也向我们启示了他将在整本圣经接下来的要做的事情。因此我称这段经文为上帝赐福的计划，因为他清楚地展示了神在圣经余下的部分的旨意，包括如今他正在做的事情以及将来他要做的事情。
So please stand with me then, if you are able, as we turn to read God's holy word, beginning with Genesis 12, verse 1.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你方便的话，请和我一起站立，让我们一同翻开上帝的圣言，我们从创世纪的第十二章第一节开始诵读。
The Lord said to Abram, Go to your country, your people, and your father's household, to the land I will show you. I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing.
耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地本族父家，往我要指示你的地方去。我必使你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。
And I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all the peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
被你祝福的，我必赐福与他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。
So ends the reading of God's word. Please be seated.
上帝的话语我们就送到这里，诵读到这里，弟兄姊妹请坐。
In these three verses, we learn several things about God's agenda that we are going to see play out in the rest of the Bible.
在这三节经文中，我们将认识到几件关于神计划的重要事情。而这些内容将会在整本圣经中逐渐地展开和实现。
The first thing we learn is that God takes the initiative to solve the situation mankind is in, and just as important, to create a people who will fellowship with Him.
我们首先看到的是上帝主动采取行动来解决人类面临的问题。同样重要的是，上帝主动行动，创造出一群属于他的子民，可以和他有交通。
Now, due to the moral corruption in our nature, mankind has not been able to solve the problem of our sinful nature and its effects. In fact, as the Bible writers have already told us in the flood account, every inclination of the thoughts of the human heart was only evil all the time. It is really important that we realize that it is God who saves us and not we ourselves. The truth is, we are really not able to do so.
因着我们道德本性的败坏，人类一直无法解决罪性的困扰和其导致的结果。事实上，正如圣经在洪水的记载中告诉我们，耶和华见人在地上的罪恶甚大， 终日所思想的尽都是恶。我们必须清楚地认识到，是神拯救我们，不是我们自己。真相是我们根本无法拯救我们自己。
The second thing we learn is that God's plan, which is going to be revealed in the rest of the Bible, is for God to bless and not to curse. Now in the Bible's prologue, God had cursed the human race 3 times. 1 time with Adam and Eve being cursed and expelled from the Garden of Eden. 1 time during the flood, in which only Noah and his family were saved. And then with the confounding of our language at the Tower of Babel.
我们学到第二件事情，就是神的计划，这将在整本圣经中逐步启示和显明。神的计划是赐福而不是咒诅。在圣经的序言中，神曾三次咒诅人类。第一次是亚当夏娃犯罪后，神咒诅了他们，将他们逐出伊甸园。第二次是在大洪水中，神毁灭了全地，只留下了挪亚和他的家人。第三次是在巴别塔的事件中，因人的骄傲和悖逆，神混乱了人类的言语，使他们分散在全地。
But in this call of Abraham, God promises to bless. Some form of the word to bless shows up 5 times in these 3 verses. And God's blessing is going to happen in different ways, to different groups of people, and as we are going to see, it is also going to happen through different people, including us.
但在对亚伯拉罕的呼召中，神应许要赐福。在短短3节的经文中，赐福这个词以不同的形式出现了5次。神的祝福将以不同的方式临到不同的族群，而且正如我们将会看到，这祝福也将通过不同的人来实现，其中也包括我们在内。
The third thing we learn is that God plans to complete His blessing agenda through humans, initially starting off with 1 man, Abraham. And despite our desperate need for God to do something to save us and our inability to do it ourselves, God is nonetheless committed to bringing about His blessing agenda through humans. Sometimes that is through 1 man, sometimes that's through a community of people like the children of Israel or the Church of Jesus Christ. But the big surprise is that God is going to become a human in order to save God's people.
第三，我们看到的是，神要通过人来完成他的祝福计划。起初，这是从一个人亚伯拉罕开始。尽管我们极其需要神的拯救，又无法自救，但神仍然选择透过人类来完成他的计划。有时，神会通过一个人来完成他的计划，有时他会使用一个群体，比如神的子民以色列人，或者耶稣基督的教会。但最大的惊喜是，神自己将成为人来拯救他的子民。
Which gets to the fourth thing we learn. God wants to bless a lot of people. People that are in community with one another and with Him. Notice that God is going to make Abraham into a great nation. That means a lot of people that have connection with one another and with Abraham.
第四点，我们学习到神的心意要祝福许多的人，他们彼此相连，并且与神有相互交通关系的群体。请留意，神应许使亚伯拉罕成为一个大国，这意味着由一个许多人组成的群体，他们彼此联系，并与亚伯拉罕有属灵的连接。
Now the idea of a great nation does not just mean an ethnic group located in one place. It also means a great gathering of people who follow and owe allegiance to one great king, who happens to be King Jesus. And those who make up the kingdom of Jesus are the people that God has created for himself.
现在大国这个概念不仅仅是指一个居住在特定地域的人民子民群体，不，它更是指一大群跟随并且效忠同一位伟大君王的人，而这位君王就是耶稣基督。那些属于耶稣国度的人，正是神为他自己所创造的子民。
But this creation of a great nation, that is a lot of people who are in connection with Abraham and Jesus, will require miracles. Actually, it will require a lot of miracles. But the initial miracle that needed to happen had to do with Abraham and his wife. They had no children and were well past the child creation years.
然而, 要创建这样一个大国，一群以亚伯拉罕和耶稣有属灵关系的子民，就需要神迹的发生。事实上，这将需要许多的神迹，而最初所需要的神迹，正是有关亚伯拉罕和他的妻子，他们没有孩子，并且已经过了生育的年纪。
In fact, the New Testament writers described Abraham and Sarah as being dead in the metaphorical sense when it came to procreation and generating a family, let alone a great nation. But God is in the miracle business.
事实上，新约作者形容他们在生育这件事上是如同已经死了的人，意思是指他们根本不可能生育组建家庭。
And there are a lot of miracles that God performs to bring about his blessing agenda. But none of them is greater or more important than the miracle that happens to a descendant of Abraham who was literally dead for 3 days and then was raised to life. See, in addition to being in the blessing business, we might say that God is also in the business of giving life to the dead. Now, in contrast to the effort of the people at the Tower of Babel to make a great name for themselves, in God's blessing agenda, God says he will be the one to make Abraham's name great. This teaches us an important lesson that the Bible repeats often. And that lesson is, humble yourself before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Abraham has a great name because he humbly believed God and obeyed him. We need to follow his example.
鲜明的对比是，在巴别塔事件中， 人类试图自己谋求大名，相反的，在上帝的赐福计划中，是神亲自要使亚伯拉罕的名为大。圣经中反复强调教导我们的功课是：你们要在主面前自卑，主就必叫你们升高。亚伯拉罕之所以得以得大名，
The next curious thing we learn is that those who blessed Abraham will be blessed of God. I do not think this means that someone who just says nice things about Abraham will be blessed. No, if we look at the totality of what God is planning here, I think the right interpretation is this, that if you are thrilled with all God has worked out through Abraham and his offspring, as described in the Bible, and that you want to be a part of that, then God will bless you. To put it simply, those who delight in God will be blessed by God.
接下来我们要学习到的一个奇妙的应许，凡为亚伯拉罕祝福的，神必赐福于他们。这并不是说谁向亚伯拉罕说几句好话就会被神赐福，不是的。从整本圣经上帝整体的计划来看，更准确的说，是指那些因信靠上帝。
The opposite is true also. Those who curse Abraham will be cursed of God. What does this mean? It means those who do not see or deny how God has blessed people through Abraham and through his offspring, and to see, to deny how God has blessed people through Abraham and through God's blessing agenda that has worked out through Abraham's offspring, then God's going to curse them. Or more simply, not bless them and leave them in their miserable condition.
与此相反, 那些咒诅亚伯拉罕的也必被神咒诅，是什么意思呢？就是指那些否认、拒绝、轻视上帝通过亚伯拉罕及其后裔带来救赎计划的人，将不会得到神的祝福，甚至将继续活在悲惨和咒诅之中。
But there is also a lesson here for us. We are part of God's blessing agenda, and as such, Jesus tells us we will suffer persecution for being associated with Abraham in God's blessing agenda. But we are not to pay back with cursing and evil ourselves. No, we are to trust God and let him be true to his promises. He will take care of us, and he will repay those who treat us badly. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I will repay.
这里也给我们一个教训。我们是上帝祝福计划中的一部分。因此，正如耶稣教导所说的，因着我们与亚伯拉罕和神的祝福计划有份，因此我们将受到逼迫。但我们不可用咒诅和恶的方式 来报复回去，绝对不可。我们要信靠神，坚信他必信守他自己的应许，他会看顾我们，他也会亲自报应那些以恶待我们的人。正如主说的，深渊在我，我必报应。And
the final thing to learn is that God is going to bless all the people on the face of the earth, whom he had scattered at the Tower of Babel. He's going to do so through Abraham, or more precisely, his offspring. The notion of who is an offspring of Abraham, through whom the blessing of the world will come, is actually worked out by the New Testament writers. And they use the linguistic aspect that offspring or seed can be both singular and plural in some languages to explain this.
我们要学习最后的一件事，就是神要借着亚伯拉罕，更确切地说，是借着他的后裔来赐福地上的万族万民，包括那些在巴别塔事件中被分散在全地上的人。新约的作者进一步阐明了，谁是亚伯拉罕的后裔。 神将借着他们使世界得福的这个问题上，他们使用了语言中的一个特点来解释这个问题。在某些语言中，后裔或者种子这个词可以是单数，也可以是复数。
In Paul's letter to the Galatians, he points out that Jesus is the offspring of Abraham, through whom the blessing of the world would come. Paul tells us that the promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. Scripture does not say, and to seeds, meaning many people, but and to your seed, meaning one person who is Christ. And it is surely through Jesus Christ in his death and resurrection that salvation comes to those who believe in him. This is the big blessing that God intended for all those on the face of the earth that believe in Jesus.
在保罗写给加拉太人的书信中，他指出，耶稣就是那一位亚伯拉罕的后裔，万民的祝福将通过他而来。保罗这样说，在加拉太书三章十六节说，那应许的原是向亚伯拉罕和他的子孙说的。神并不是说众子孙，指着许多人，乃是说那一个子孙，指着一个人，就是基督。的确如此，正是借着耶稣基督的死和复活，救恩临到了所有信靠他的人。这就是神为世上的万民，所有信靠耶稣基督之人所预备的极大的福分。
But then, Paul uses the plural sense of the word offspring or seed when he tells the same Galatians, if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. The implication is that the blessing of Abraham comes to the whole world through both Jesus Christ and through us. And this is evident because Jesus told us, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded to you. And surely I am with you always to the end of the age.
但随后，保罗在加拉太书三章二十九节使用了后裔这个词的时候，是复数的含义。他说，你们若属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔了，是照着应许承受产业的。这意味着亚伯拉罕的祝福临到这个世界上，是借着耶稣基督单数，也是借着我们属基督的人复数。这一点也从耶稣的大使命中可以清楚地看到。主耶稣吩咐我们说，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名为他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的，都要教训他们去遵行，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
So let me end with two questions for you.
让我们以需要我们回答的两个问题来结束今天的信息。
First, are you a recipient of God's blessing through Jesus Christ, who is the promised seed through whom God's blessing of salvation comes? As the scripture said, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. So for us, by believing in Jesus Christ, God credits us with the blessings and the righteousness of Christ.
第一个问题是，你是否因信耶稣基督那一位应许的后裔而成为神祝福的领受者呢？就如圣经所说，亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。同样的，我们若信靠耶稣基督，神也将基督的祝福和义归算到我们的身上。
And second, do you see yourself as an agent of God's blessing to the world around you?
第二个问题是，你是否看见你自己是神为这个世界上带来赐福的器皿？
I know this last question can be intimidating for us. We feel weak and helpless. But I want you to remember what John the Baptist said about Jesus. John said that Jesus was the Lamb of God who would take away the sins of the world. But John also said that Jesus would baptize his people with the Holy Spirit. Trust in the power of the Holy Spirit given to you by Christ to help you be a conduit of God's blessing and continue working out God's blessing agenda today.
我们常常为自己软弱无能为力，但我想请你记住，施洗约翰对耶稣所说的话：看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。约翰还说，耶稣要用圣灵给他的百姓施洗，要信靠基督，赐给你圣灵的大能，帮助你成为神祝福流通的管道，继续成就他的祝福计划。
Jesus promises us as we go out into the world to be a blessing that he will be with us until the end of the age, and he is with us through the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you that you have taken the initiative to save us, to bless us when we should have just had cursing.
主啊，我们感谢你，是你主动拯救了我们，赐福我们，而我们原本只是被的咒诅。
We thank you that you have judged us worthy to help spread your blessings in this world. Give us faith and courage and wisdom as we do so. And give us a strong sense of your presence.
Amen.